This week, I saw a video with Meghan Markle. She'd done an interview for a British broadcasting company, maybe BBC or something like that. And honestly, it was heartbreaking. She's had to deal with her jealous half sister that she didn't grow up with, who's much older than her. She has no connection to her. Racist tabloid BS. Her dad, her own dad, making dick moves to the paparazzi and using her and her fame. Other racist attacks, becoming a newlywed, a mother, and moving to another country, as well as having all of these dictates on how she behaves, how she eats, when she can eat, all those kind of things, right? And regardless of the fact that she's literally married to a prince, she's a human being who is in charge of her own self-care, the care of a small human and her spouse. And when she said, "No one has really asked me if I'm okay," I thought to myself, what about all of the other people out there in the world who aren't married to a prince? They're just trying to get up each day and make their best life happen, however that looks. And in a world that has become increasingly lonely, kind of increasingly vitriolic and bitchy, it's clear that we need to check on one another a little more often and make sure we're asking those kind of questions. Sometimes life is really hard. This year has been particularly challenging for me, more than I ever would have expected. And I had a week in July when I just was having a really hard time. In fact, when I was putting together the show notes for this episode, thinking about that week made me start to tear up and cry. And even thinking about it now makes me want to cry. Basically, everything hit the fan, and I was just tired. I was like, emotionally tired. I was physically hurt. I'd hurt my foot and couldn't walk without pain. That actually ended up lasting for about 3 months where I couldn't walk properly because I hurt myself in the dumbest way possible. It was actually kind of funny what happened, but the after effect sucked. Basically, it was super cold in Denver until the end of July. Like, I literally did a load of winter clothing the last week of June. And the first week of July, we ended up having 100-degree weather. Like, it was this crazy weather whiplash. And so I wore flat sandals, as is the case in 100-degree weather, and walked around town the way that I normally do. However, my foot was not happy with that at all. So I ended up having like an incredibly bruised foot. Like, I can't even believe that I bruised my foot to the extent that I did. Anyway, so I was in a lot of physical pain walking around town, just like limping. And then I had a bizarro interaction at Podcast Movement with an attendee who just almost like had the potential of ruining the event. This person just started talking about political stuff at a party. It went left. It was just crazy to me that this person did this at this place with me because I don't actually talk politics in general, especially at a party when all I wanted was to like get my drink on and have a dance. So it was just a lot of stuff happening during the summer. Then my new neighbor, the old neighbor decided to sell. The new one decided to do a renovation project. Totally makes sense. The property is a great property, and they were putting in some really well thought out changes and things like that. But how that affected my ability to live in my own place was pretty significant. Like, my electric was knocked out on my birthday. It was noisy for it's been it started in June or the first week of June, July, excuse me, and it is now October, only almost the end of October, and it's still not done. There was a flood. There was like everything you could imagine. It was crazy. And I was just tired. Like, I couldn't work from home. It was noisy. There were moments when I also, I was in the midst of all this putting together Money on the Mountain, my financial retreat. And I was just like, maybe this is the wrong time to be doing this. Like, maybe this huge thing that I'm doing, this huge risk, really, I shouldn't be doing at this time because everything else isn't working. Then I was hit with a $2,000 bill that actually I knew about this bill. It wasn't like this bill was out of the blue, just the timing of when they were like, you know what, we want the money now, caught me off guard. I was planning to make smaller payments and have it paid off by the end of the year. And that wasn't the case. So then I was hit with a large bill and I was lonely. Like, let's be real. Like, I was lonely this year. This year's been a hard year. And I began to cry and cry and cry. Like, I cried so much that I couldn't stop. Even thinking about it now, that week makes me want to cry. I forced myself to get out of my home and I would just cry. Like, that week was so hard when everything just hit. And as you can tell, it's making me cry. And I cried so much that the Trader Joe's guy could tell that I was upset. Like, he could tell I'd been crying. And he gave me a chocolate bar. And that one small gesture made me feel seen. It was like a small thing, but I appreciated it so much because I was just having a hard time. And I just was like, you know, I'm a human being and I'm struggling right now. And I felt like no one cared. And it was just a hard week. Really funny thing though, that same week, you know, like I'm in tears, like I can't stop crying. I'm still crying now thinking about it. And I was at my co-working space and I would just start crying and I was just trying not to. And I start crying and I'd met these two ladies who are so lovely. And I'd met them and they were like, Michelle, what's going on? Like, you know, and we didn't know each other well, right? They're like, what's going on? What, like, you're not doing well. And we ended up talking for 3 hours. They offered me wine and beer. Like, it was just a great time. And they let me cry because they understood that what I was trying to do was hard because they were doing the same thing. And I really appreciate them because I just, sometimes you need to cry and sometimes you need to be angry and sometimes you're just tired. They also, ironically enough, offered me an opportunity. So when people talk about you shouldn't cry and you should always be strong, that same day they're like, oh, by the way, we're running this huge event at Microsoft headquarters and we'd love for you to be a part of that. Because during all those tears, I was sharing what I was doing. And they were really excited about what I was doing. And they invited me to be a part of this huge event that, again, they're hosting at Microsoft headquarters here in Denver. And so that interaction told me a couple things, which is there's still a lot of great people out there. I've always thought this, but it also made me think about my role as a person out in the world. Like, how am I when people are coming up to me? How am I when someone seems like they're sad? Am I asking, are you okay? How are you doing? Like, am I part of the solution? So in this episode, I ask you the following. Are you okay? Are you okay? You don't have to be Superwoman or Superman. We're human on this earth. Most of us just doing the best we can with the cards that we've been dealt with the knowledge that we have. And each day I feel most of us are trying to improve what we're doing. So I leave you with this. I'm in your corner. And are you okay?